Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So, the Wall Street Journal said this about my guest, Suzanne Somers. She writes with the passion of a prophet. I just love saying that, Suzanne. Welcome to Healthy Talk. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's great. And I guess I said in the last segment you were at 24 books. You're actually at 25 with another one coming out in the spring. So
correct.
How do you, I just, personal, so I, you know, I wrote a book, The Supplement Pyramid. You wrote the foreword to it. Thank you so much. And I just want to say right now to my audience that I owe so much to you, Suzanne, because when you invited me onto your show over at Lifetime Television, I was on, I think, for 4 segments. That changed everything for me. You need to know that.
I'm so glad. But you were good.
Yeah.
The reason we asked, kept asking you back was you were good and you delivered and you're cute.
Well, thank you. I'll take all of that. That's awesome.
Okay.
Those compliments don't come like they used to. So, how do you do that? How do you write? I mean, I struggled with one book. How do you do this?
You're a doctor with a practice, and you're on the Life Extension Scientific Advisory Board, and you've got a radio show. You know, it's all about how much time do you have left in a day. You know, I started writing books after I left Three's Company, and I was on the road with my nightclub act. And what do you do during the day when you work at night? And that's when it started coming. I kind of left the channels open in my brain. And, you know, I just turned in the book that comes out April 14th. Yesterday, I pushed send. That final time you pushed send.
Isn't that so nice?
Oh, my God, it's such a relief. But I already have the next one. I know what the next one is. It's already going around in my mind. So I seem to be putting out a book pretty much every year because there's
amazing.
So much to write about. And with the changing environment, there's so much to write about. And who knew this was going to be my passion? But it absolutely is. I'm fascinated by how the body works, that there's a new way to age, and to understand that aging is about worn-out parts. And so if you pay attention to the language of the body, the creaks and the aches and the pains and the bloating and the headaches and the hair changing texture and your nails, becoming brittle and soft. That's all the body saying, hey, look, take a look at this. You know, if your nails aren't too good and your hair's not looking too good, you might want to check into your thyroid.
Tell you something.
Yeah. Listen to it and self-educate.
So you said you love to learn how the body works. So here's my question. Mm-hmm. How do we expect our bodies to work when the EPA allows over 70,000 industrial chemicals, 1,000 new ones every year in products all over our homes, you know, in our cars, you know, work? How is the body supposed to work in this just toxic deluge?
Well, for most people, it's not. That's why we have an epidemic of cancer. Cancer will soon overtake heart disease. Alzheimer's, the baby boomers can expect 50% of baby boomers to this is research, it's not me saying it, can expect Alzheimer's. And if you have diabetes, there's a 50% increased risk on top of that. So I don't ever take these things as a fait accompli that, okay, it's all screwed up and there's nothing we can do about it. It's an individual choice of I'm going to survive and thrive. So what can I do for my body? And what can I do in my immediate sphere of my family to protect myself from this massive assault? And I've gone totally green. If you came to my house, I could proudly show you my shower, that my shampoo and conditioner are organic. I happen to have that line because I wanted it for myself, a skincare that's certified toxic-free, SuzanneSomers.com. I will shamelessly plug,
No, please do.
But I used there was a point one day I was in the shower a number of years ago, and I looked at all the shampoos and the conditioner and the mask and the super mask and for super, super dry hair, and might come some big surprise to you, I've been coloring my hair for a long time, which is the last chemical that I actively use, and I have my formulator. I said, we've come up with how we can color dark hair. That's easy, organically. Nobody's come up with blonde yet, so I'm on it for those who are listening, because I want to get this out. And I just can't yet. Decide not to be blonde. I'm Suzanne Summers. I gotta be blonde.
Right, right. No, I see that. But you know, I heard you talk about this before, when you looked at your bathroom and you saw all the fake chemicals and the toxins in there. Is that? I mean, I guess that's a great place, especially for women, right? To start, maybe. I mean, I think it gets a little overwhelming sometimes. Like, what do I do? Plastics, air fresheners. How about just going to your bathroom first?
Yeah.
Maybe focus
and
there.
And about where's your brain? Right on the top of your head. You go in the shower. You turn on the hot water, there's a lot of steam, the pores open, then you put chemical products right next to your brain. You know, we have to start being smart for ourselves. So the peace of mind I have with using toxic-free shampoo and conditioner, and then there's another thing happening in Beverly Hills and in New York salons, where women get that long, luxurious, silky, in the commercial, they blow their hair back and forth, and it's beautiful. And it's something called Brazilian. Well, Brazilian is formaldehyde, and it's very expensive, like $700 to do it, and it lasts months. And so all the women are doing it. They've all got this glorious hair. I'm sitting there looking at them going, really? You're putting formaldehyde right
pretty
on top
scary.
Of your brain?
Yeah.
Right on top of your brain, and it takes a long time for it to take. So you're sitting there with this chemical in your brain, and then you're wondering why you're forgetting things, and you're wondering why you've got... You know, the ADHD and OCD and you're, it's crazy. So we created this thing called Activating Serum, which is meadow seed oil and Abyssinian seed oil. It comes from nature. You put it on your hair, and it makes it long and silky and shiny, and it only lasts wash to wash. But so what? You put more on the next time you wash it. So every little step. And then go look in your laundry. And look at the ingredients in your laundry. What are you washing your sheets with that you sleep on every night? What's your mattress? I remember on my show we had an organic mattress.
I remember that, yeah.
Remember him?
I saw that. I think I was there when they were filming that.
I think you were. But look how many hours we spend in bed. I'm lucky I always look at negatives as a positive. What am I supposed to be learning from this? This has hit my family hard. My husband, when our house burned down, we moved into a leased home. It was so beautiful that I wanted to buy it, and I didn't really miss my house on the beach that burned down because this was so beautiful. And we're there 4 years, and I started noticing I said, what's wrong with your nose? I'd look at my husband, and his eyes were red and watery. His nose was swelled up. He was constantly blowing his nose, constantly sneezing. And then I noticed that my intestines were just, I'm thin, but I was putting on weight for no reason. And my stomach, I couldn't hold my stomach in. Well, it turns out, under the house, we had an unfinished room that I'd never even gone into with standing water, with black mold.
Oh my God.
And this black mold crawled up into the drywall. And it crawled up into our air conditioner and heating ducts. And so while we're living, exercising, etc., what it did to my husband was it got into the base of his brain at the cerebellum and the central nervous system and started causing facial tics. Two doctors said, this is pre-Parkinson's. And I said, no, it's not. He's too healthy.
Yeah.
It was black mold. My GI tract was black mold in my GI tract making me bloat and bloat. Think about the people in New Orleans with Katrina. Think about the people in New Jersey.
Yeah, they went through a lot of that, yeah.
They're starting to have the effects of black mold. This is part of the toxic assault.
Yeah. Well, let's definitely, Suzanne, I would love for you to come back on when you release the new book. When it's out, we can talk more about this. So I'm going to tell my listeners, go check out Suzanne at SuzanneSummers.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.